Okay, government, you do low, but in a much more specific way. There is a Maisik Tzira. It is a Davar HaMechubar. It's not just Oker Davar Mi Gidulo, it's a Davar HaMechubar LeKarka. It's Gidule Karka, Mechubar LeKarka. These all might be little different nuances, and the question is, what is extraneous and what is essential to the definition? So it's Oker Davar Mi Gidulo, it's Mechubar, it's Gidule Karka, and it's Pisup Kyanika. And it's a Maisik Tzira. Those are the, I guess, four or so major components in the classic case of Katsira. And it's also Bitvua or Bimachol. The question is, if you separate out some of, filter out some of those factors, do you still have Kotzer Me'ein Hav, or at least Kotzer Tolda, as opposed to being something that would be either mutter or just rabban. Okay, so there are several cases to look at, and I'm not sure whether we're going to walk away more confused or with greater clarity, but either way, these are the cases that we need to look at. One is the case of cholev. Okay, so okay, let's list some of them and speak about them tentatively, and then maybe we'll wrap it up later if we can add more clarity to the picture. So cholev, in terms of the Bavli, is mentioned where, Shiva? Where do we speak about cholev? Sadi hei, right? Sadi hei omed aleph. But the Gemara doesn't identify what cholev is, and we'll get back to cholev, because since the Gemara doesn't identify it, everybody wants to claim cholev, right? Who wouldn't want to have cholev in their malacha camp? So a cholev hamechabetz hamegabein kigrogeres hamechabed hamerabetz haroda chalos dvash. All of these are spoken of on here on Sadi Hei Omed Aleph. So in that context, as we noted, Rashi says, well, the Gemara says mefarik, okay, and Rashi says kemo mefarik masai, and so on. And then Rashi quotes that is the Amar told the kotzer belohi. The lav mechubar hu, ela pakid the akir, the koi batine hadad, kitvua bekasheha, the loshim mefarik nami lo shaykh lememer, ela loshim tolish. Okay, so the second problem is bichlal, not a, obviously not a legal issue, but a linguistic one. It should have been tolish instead of mefarik, okay, but it's apparently meant to prove that mefarik is not kotzer. But the first point, of course, is critical. Rashi rejects the Shita, but he quotes it. Ista Amri. Doesn't say who it is, but he quotes it. We'll soon see. It could be the Yerushalmi. It could be others. Marit Al-Ghazi considers this to be a possibility. We'll get back to that. But even when Rashi rejects it, why he rejects it is important. Rashi could have said that Kotzer is dafka be gidulei karka. Or kotzer is dafka the pisuk hayanika. He doesn't say either of those. Either of those would have eliminated, if you consider pisuk hayanika or gedulei karka to be conditions, essential conditions for kotzer, so then there's nothing to talk about. What Rashi does zero in on is one factor, and that is mechubar. For Rashi, the issue is mechubar, and even then, cholev is found wanting, right? As mechubar. Why? Because the lav mechubar hu ela pocket the akir v'koi batine hadad kitzvua b'kasheha. Because really, it isn't mechubar either. It's self-contained. It's inside, but it's not absorbed, I guess, and therefore it's not mechubar. So again, it could be that we'll find stiras in different, we've shown them in different places, but this Rashi, again, let's say it two ways. According to the Deya that thinks that Cholev is Kotzer, that's a radical Shita, so then you might say the only definition that could apply, well, you tell me, what definition could apply, see?
Wasn't so
What? Okay, yeah, okay. Right. I mean, if you hold, like the Nosakelu and the Rambam, you know, who say that Gidulei Karna, it's not only the Rambam, it comes in other, comes up in other contexts, too, that's, again, the issue that Svi's referring to, we say Ein Disha LeBigdulei Karka, the Rambam paskens that way, yet the Rambam says that that Cholev and Chovel are Mefarek, told the Dush, even though Dosh requires Gedulei Karka, that seems to be a stira. So the Rabbi Rom and a Rambam response is the most fascinating one, namely that the Tolda can be, can have requirements that are, that are, that are less stringent than the Av. We spoke about that before, and we mentioned it again yesterday, in a different context to contrast it to Tosas in Moed Kata. But the other answer in the Rambam, for those who don't like Rabbi Rom and Rambam, it's understandable why people wouldn't like Rabbi Rom and Rambam. It's a fascinating answer, but it's obviously not a simple answer. So the other answer, the Mefarshim, is to expand the definition of Gidulei Karka. They say Gidulei Karka includes a behema as well. An animal is Gidulei Karka. Adam is sometimes Hukshel Karkos, so maybe behema as well. Not Dagim, but behema. Gidulei Karka has a broader meaning. It means, you know, things that, you know, flourish, that live, that are grounded, bakarka, as opposed to dugging. That would include people and animals. Okay. So, okay. But then, of course, we're talking about a different definition of gedulei karka. So, if you want to say that that's gedulei... Now, Minchas Chinuch takes this very seriously. What Svi said, which is that this is part of... This fact, what is said for the Rambam... to explain the problem of Ein Disha LeGidulei Karka, namely to expand Gidulei Karka in that context, so the Minchas Chinuch likes that extension. He assumes it's a Davar Pashut. I think he doesn't even bring Rabbi Raman or Rambam's answer. And he assumes it applies to Kotzer as well, in Achanam. For that reason, the Minchas Chinuch says, he thinks that there is Kotzer. Rambam holds, so you require Gidulei Karka, but... Gidulei Karka is expanded, and therefore Cholev might be Kotzer. We'll soon see. Netilas Neshama may always be Kotzer. Medaldel Ubar B'nei Imo is going to be Kotzer. Why doesn't the Rambam ever say any of this? And on the contrary, he always says other things. When it comes to Cholei, the Rambam says it's Mefarek. Told it the Dosh. When it comes to Medaldel Ubar B'meimo, the Rambam says, what, Jonathan? What's Medaldel Ubar B'meimo, according to the Rambam? Daniel? Mark? The Tzios Neshama, yeah. Perek Yud Aleph Halach Aleph, which is Shechita, correct. When it comes to... Netilas Neshama itself, that's Shechita. Ram never says any of this. Ram never says that Inyan Kotzer, this is considered Gedulei Karka. What's the answer to the Minchas Chinuch, Alan? Michael? Eliezer? Yeah, you don't need to see it. That's why I ask you. I don't think I... Although you should always look... I'm assuming that everybody... But the chance of looking up the Minchas Chinuch on each Malacha is just so wonderful, how can it not? So exciting. But you didn't need to see it, which is why I asked you. The answer is, that's the Rambam overlapping without mention. You have it there, Yaakov? Go ahead. Not when you find it. Okay. So you see that I'm not making it up. So, okay, good. So if you hold Cholev is Kotzer, if Cholev is Kotzer, so you could say it's Gidulei Karka, but... And that's what the Minchas Chinuch, you know, likes. You know, this expanded definition of Gidulei Karka that some people apply to the Rambam and Dash will be applied to Kotzer as well. Okay, I think it's Mechudash. Even if it applies to Ein Disha LeGidulei Karka, you know, one could certainly have argued that if there's a requirement of Gidulei Karka in Kotzer, it's not just a... it doesn't have the same meaning as in Dash. In Dash, it's questionable why you should need Gidulei Karka. In Kotzer, one could argue that that's the definition of kotzer. And for that very reason, I would think that the expanded definition that the Nosek Kelim offer for the Rambam may apply to Disha, ironically, but will not apply to kotzer. That's my instinct. But the Minchas Chinuch does it in Akanami. If not, if you don't say Gidule, or maybe this is what he means by it, Avi, what would you say? If Choleib is kotzer, so if there's no Pisuk Yenika, I mean, the milk is not affected by removing it from its, from the udder of the behema, right? There's no Pisuk Yenika. It's not. Let's assume for a moment it isn't Gidule Kar. It's not Gidule Karka in the normal sense of the word. Even according to those, even according to the Chaschinuch, right? It's not mechubar, as Rashi points out. So what is it? What's left? Exactly. So then you would have to have the, the only thing left, pretty much, is that that you're removing it from its place of production, from an organic environment. But not doesn't continue to be organically significant at that point, but from the place in which it was produced. So removing something from the place that it was produced, even though that removal is not at all traumatic or transforming, remember, in a regular katsira, we could say that, that's one thing I didn't mention, but I think it's obvious, because of some of the others, it's a transforming malacha, maybe. Because it creates a kolish out of a mechubar, or a metaltalin out of a karka, whatever you want to say. The point of Rashi is that the chalav bedad ha-para, right, is as he puts it, pocket biakir. So even that, it's not, it's in there, it's just inaccessible. That's why the Rambam thought it was dosh. Because dosh is, making something accessible, maybe accessible from its organic environment originally. That could be. As opposed to something, let's say, that absorbs. We'll discuss dosh. We'll discuss dosh. I'm not sure how much time we have, but those for sure we'll discuss. And in June we'll discuss whatever more we can discuss. But we're plowing ahead in the malachos. I should say plowing, that's one of the malachos. But whatever. We're proceeding in the malachos. The point is that the if you take this view that some Rishonim have, so it's removing the object from its organic environment or its original environment. And the question is, why doesn't that overlap a lot with Dush? Yeah.
That where the Rambam emphasizes Malkom Gidulo instead of.
I think so, except that for the Rambam it is really, I think the key, but Rambam doesn't hold this, I don't think.
No, but when he says why.
I think that in the sense that the Rambam emphasizes the organic environment and mentions Malkom Gidulo, and that is the key phrase for the Rambam, 100%. It's not Gidule Karka, but we'll expand on this. For the Ramban, it's Gidule Karka, and for the Rambam, it's Makom Gidula, and I think it is. But that still may require to be viewed as removing it from its organic environment. It may need that, that there be some trauma, that the act of removal is significant. It's transforming in some way, as opposed to what we have here. But we'll get to that. But I agree with the deal. Okay, so again, to back up. If you hold Choleib is Kotzer, then you have a definition of Katsira, which almost eliminates everything else, except maybe what Zvi said, a broad definition of Gidule Karka, but even then, it's not, doesn't have the same meaning and significance, and I'm very, very skeptical about it, notwithstanding the Minchas Chinuch. That's A. Point B is what Avi said, which I think is much more correct, and that is the point is, and maybe that's what it means, Gidule Karka. I don't know. But removing the object from its point of origin, production, from its organic environment, but again, with the added condition, stipulation, that there need not be any trauma, any transformation in the process. By the way, the Minchas Chinuch also notes that if this is true, namely, I'm not talking about the first, the Eishomer, but even Rashi, the only thing that bothered Rashi is the fact that, again, the Gidulei Karka part didn't bother Rashi. The Pisuk Hayanika part didn't bother Rashi. What bothered Rashi is that it's not Mechubar. So the Minchas Chinuch says, and what will happen if you have Dam, which is Muvla, Beguf or Beivarim, regular Dam Chibur, let's say you're Chova Mechavero. So So there one could argue that that there is an act of kotzer. Did you find the anybody find the Machleskidos guy?
You know that she just say Hayushami the Masik Darum for use of having kotzer. Well the Ramam the Chayev Bachole Bachovel Shundash Dave Gamkin Im Kane Ashokim Shabbos Chayev Shlosha Chataos.
Yeah. And then he also says by Kolei, right? But if you hold like Gidulei Kark, if you hold like the Nosa Kalim, the 2 points. Number one is this point about Ntil Seshama, which I'll get back to. And number two is that even if you hold that, he challenges the Rajba, he says the Rajba, it's really the Ramban, right, earlier, who equates his own Shita with that of the Rambam, right, but Ubar. And then he says, that's not true, because the Rambam wouldn't even hold that way, because the Rambam holds, like, the view that Adam is also Gidulei Karka, Behem is also Gidulei Karka, right? Okay, you'll find it, he says it. Okay. Either way, the Michel Sinuch also says that according to Rashi's objection here, do you have find that one, that piece? The Dam that is Mubla will be Chayim Mishum Kotzer, according to Rashi. Because his only problem is that it's akir pocket. The Gemara says iksuva sapei, right? That's a dam basulin, maybe you know, a separate part of the circulatory system, dam chilazon, right? Here is you know the kolob, but things that are integrated in the body itself, right? That's part of the regular circulatory system and runs throughout the body. So that's you know muvla, and there would be a chibor. Do you have it? Yeah? Don't have it there? Be in the coats apart.
I have the old dish.
Oh, okay. I have the new one, actually. I think I brought it. So, it's just, you know, sometimes you have to... Is that correct or not? Is it correct or not? Is it obviously correct what Minchas Sinuch said? This point in Minchas Sinuch. Avi. Well, at least there's something question to Yitzi. There's a question to raise, at least. Namely, he's assuming that the only that you can substitute dam for chalav, right? And then, if the objection doesn't exist, if it's not wanting from a mechubar point of view, then everything else falls into place. Yeah.
For Rashi, it seems that he really equates mechubar to yoni from Rashi and the Mishnah.
Well, it could be that the yonik is a condition of in karka is a condition of mechubar. Well, I mean, all I'm saying is this chalav yonik.
No.
Right. I mean, I understand there are other Rashi's that have other emphasis. I'm just saying it could be also that Rashi wanted to knock out cholev, and he knocked out. He said, you know, lu yitzuya, you were even going to have a liberal view on what kotzer is, but it doesn't even qualify as mechubar. Never mind my view, which is that in addition to Mechubar, maybe you require Yenika. That could be. That's why I'm not bothered. I'm not going to lose any sleep over parents, Steelers, and Rashi. But I'm saying let's isolate this. We have a right to isolate what Rashi says. And to say from Rashi, A, there is a day out there that says that Chalav is a kotzer, and that has to be understood either in Svi's terms or Avi's terms or a combination of both. That's A. B, Mirkos Kinuch has every right to say, well, let's take Rashi at face value. The only problem is the problem that he raises. And from that point of view, if we wanted to resolve it with your question, we would say, because in Karka, Yenika is a Shir in Mechubar. Not because Yenika, or Pisuk Yenika, is the Mechayev of Kotzer. I also agree with you that maybe he's saying more, and what he's saying here is, even if you're going to take a liberal view of Kotzer, which is that it's Mechubar, this isn't even Mechubar. Okay, but either way, I think those could be two explanations. In terms of, what am I trying to look up here? Dam, right? I'm pretty sure I'm not making it up. Chole v'chove, okay. Yeah. He talks about the Marit Al-Ghazi, which we're going to read in a few minutes. But he says, Rashi v'shabes, maybe zeh, v'docha, d'chalo v'ha... Bahadad pocket the akir ve'nu mechubar lefiza chovel bebal chai the kaimelon dom chibure mechbar ayin ksuva seim at base shabbos perikov lozu demila kuflam kibulam at base im ken chai v'chovel mishum kotzer gam ken ay, why doesn't it say it? You never have to say it. Overlap, overlap, and more overlap. Okay, So that's the I'm just saying is that even within, I think the Minhag HaSfinos within his rights of saying, let's take this Rashi seriously, this is the only objection. And that makes it one part of the range of Kotzer. Fine. But is it still true that you can substitute Dam for Cholav, and then Dam is Cholav, but it's better because it's Mechubar Avi? Yeah, exactly. Now, to say that the Cholav, here I have to be very careful, the Cholav, right, is something separate that is produced in the body, you know, of the animal. And to see that as a separate entity that, you know, that is organically produced and then removed, you know, and if it's, you know, removed from its mechubar, so, all right, if it really was mechubar, so we would look at that as kotzer. But one could argue that dam is not that at all. Right? Dam isn't something separate from, I'm not, again, it's not being separate is its qualification in terms of being mechubar, but what I'm saying is it has to be something separate that is mechubar in order to be kotzer. If it's simply the life force, you know, of the kedam or nefesh, as we'll see, the Bali Tosis will say that you know that chovel is mishum netilos neshama. They say kedam. They keep quoting kedam hua nefesh everywhere. They quote it in Ksuvos. They quote it in Shabbos. They quoted in Sanhed, ki adam hua nefesh, meaning it's not as if, you know, the body does produce blood cells. That's not the issue, and it continues to produce, you know. But the point is, this is the circulatory system of the body. It's not necessarily comparable to, you know, to producing chalav. The thing with chalav is that had it been, you know, mechubar, as opposed to being self-contained, then by virtue of the fact that it's separate, it's a separate production, it could have been kotzer. But I don't think the dam is the same. So that even if we were looking at Rashi and saying, Rashi's not saying, you know, even if I were liberal, still, then the Minhag HaSfinos is right. Even then, I don't think it's obvious that chovel would be kotzer, even according to this Rashi. Yeah. Say that again?
Zomer itself is an ism, which is part of the good of the tree. You only look at them separately after you cut them. It's only possible to look at them separately after you cut them off. So would that be right that not necessarily a separate entity for Kotzer?
I don't think those things are exact. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that those are really comparable. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, ki adam hua nefesh, you know, you're not... We're not talking about being coats or a person. We're talking about removing something that's produced in the... Well, it might be gozes. Yeah, it might be okra dover. If you felt that, we'll get to this soon, if you feel that kotzer will apply to the body, to Balei Chayim and to Adam, and that it's not already captured by gozes, or that you don't require gedulei karka, or that it isn't gedulei karka, then they're not chanami. And cutting off you don't have to be so radical, and you know, it's a terrible thing, you know. Let's say, he's cutting his nails.
Could that not be different from...
Cutting his hair?
Let's say for the sake of truth.
Maybe not, you know, after Chatzos or Pesach, but...
The nails are going to feel like a separate entity.
What?
Like a separate entity outside the body. You cut off part of the group of the body.
No, I think that would be comparable to the sutra. I'm just saying that extracting the dam, if you say so, but that's not what Rashi's saying here either. That's not the point of Rashi. Rashi isn't saying anything that you remove. It's something that is, what we were saying, what Avi was saying is, something that is produced organically in the body that you're removing from its place of origin. You're talking about something else. You're saying if Oker, Dabar, Mi Yenikaso, right? If that's Mi Pisuko.
We're
operating with a totally different idea here. We're saying if it was Pisuk Yenika, there wouldn't be a Hava Minabite. Remember, the Minhag HaSfinos is saying if within Rashi's view about Cholav, right? And the only reason Cholav is not is because of lack of mechubar, which means that we've eliminated pisuk yenika completely as a factor. because the chalav is not yonik minagul. By the way, is the dam the yonik minagul? The dam is transformed when you take it out of the gut. That's another point. But, you know, that makes it worse, too. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the model that Rashi is projecting for the Yesh Omrin. But, what? So what are you talking about?
What's the model that we're projecting?
Cholov, all things being equal, would be kotzer if not for the fact that it's akir, it's not for the fact that it's self-contained, and it's not mechubar. The fact that it is not gidule karka, in the normal sense of the word, the fact that it is not, there's no pisuk yanika, that there's no transformation, none of that bothers us. It's since it was produced organically in the body, removing it from there, that's what kotzer is. Right? So Rashi says, but at least it has to be that you're removing it from the status of mechubar. It's not mechubar anything, it's self-contained. So the Minchas Chinuch, back one more. The Minchas Chinuch says, according to that svara, chovel, which is drawing blood, right, would constitute, according to Rashi himself, an act of kotzer. I'm saying, I don't think that's true. Because the whole mentality of Rashi is the fact that this is a separately produced object in the body that you're removing from its place of origin. I don't think dam qualifies. Now, you're asking me a totally different question. You're asking me whether pisuk yinika from the body is considered oker, dabar, migidulo, and would be considered kotzer, maybe as well as gozes. In Achanami, that's a very important question, which we'll get to. But that's from a different that's from the perspective of Pisuk Yanika. From that point of view, dam may be a problem too, but not because of Rashi.
According to what we're saying, though, Rashi only has this perspective. It's only you're taking a separate entity out. So how do you explain why what the Gemara says that the kotzer that being kotzer is from a tree side? That's the guess somewhere in the circle to the side. That's just.
That's there. You have a piece of there. There it is. So Rashi will say you're taking a dover hamachubar. A part of it from the thing, that's all.
You know it's not a separate
entity? Not necessarily. It could be that has other limitations. In any case, all I'm saying is that the assumption in the Chaskinuch is that you're substituting blood for milk. When you substitute blood for milk, you gain, according to the Chaskinuch's, according to Rashi on the Mechubar side, but you may lose on another level. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think you could. Rashi doesn't say it, but that would be another. Right. In that sense, also, it's not kotzer. It's only the kach. But that works in well with the fact that it's not mublah too. You're saying even had been mublah, but this is a, you know, even if technically it was mublah, but it's omeid latzeis. So it's not kotzer if it's omeid latzeis. I think that makes sense. That's Rashi doesn't say it, but I think it would be a logical. Yeah. I don't want to spend all day on the Rashi.
Aren't fruit that you cut off only fruit that you cut? I'm
sorry?
If you cut fruit, it's only the fruit or only it's cut.
Well, that's a question. What about anavim ma'omdos? We'll discuss it. Anavim ma'omdos libatzer. At the point where they don't benefit anymore from the tree, but they are omid libatzer, does it make a difference? All right, we'll discuss it. Okay. So this Rashi is, again, the shita that he quotes is important. That's a very, very far-reaching definition. His rejection, it's also is important. That's in that, the Minchas Chinuch is 100% correct. I'm just questioning the substitution of da. Okay. Well, we already have different perspectives. According to Rashi, if we were to take him at face value, Mechubarski, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it would be removing something from its organic environment, in the loosest or broadest the sense of the word. Okay. 1 second. And as I already noted, the Marit Al-Ghazi quotes this Rashi and thinks that this is Chatni Rishalmi as well. And that we'll get back to. Okay. What Yerushalmi are we talking about? The Yerushalmi in Parag Zion Halacha Beis in Kol Gadol. Okay, that says, Alan, this is the next case to look at. Shola Dagam in Ayam. Shola Dagam in Ayam, according to the Rishalmi, is Kotzer. Because it's Oker Davar Migidulo in a way, or it's Pisuk Yanika, in any case. Okay. The Bavli does not seem to say that. The Bavli on Kuf Zayin Umid Beis treats this case as Ntilas Neshama. Okay, Alan, go ahead. Ashola Dag Ben Ayam. Rashi says, what do you chayv for? Shum Ntilas. Yeah. Okay, Ntilas Neshama. And who else holds that way? Clearly? Rambam. Right, the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha Aleph, in the context of Netilas Neshama. And it sounds that way in the Gemara. Kivin Shiyavish Bo Kesela, Chai. Bein Sampira. Okay. Okay, here's where this phrase, it appears in a few Gemaras, the phrase of Oker Davar Migidulo. Rambam has Mimokom Gidulo. As you see, the Ramban, we'll get to in a minute, has Gidule Karka. These are different, two, maybe three different meanings. Oker Davar Migidulo, Oker Davar Mimokom Gidulo. Oker Davar Migidulo has the connotation of Pisuk Yanika, in a way. Oker Davar Mimokom Gidulo, not necessarily, although maybe. Maybe it just means from the environment, its organic environment. And of course, Gidule Karka has the connotation of being Karka or Mechubala Karka. Okay. In any case, so we have, it seems that we have several cases here. Shola Dagam Nayam, it's not explicit in the Bavli, but it seems like it's Netilas Neshama. Dildel Ubar B'meimo sounds as if the Gemara thinks that it is Kotzer. Right? We'll get to the Rishonim in just a minute. And then the Gemara goes on and compares it, interestingly enough, to Talash Keshusa Mehizmi Vehigi. Hizmi Vehigi. Okay, they're very big in the first parak of Shabbos. Hizmi Vehigi. Did you continue? Go ahead. And Omar Abaya? Yeah. So the Gemara compares, seems to think that this question of Hoshi Jonah Lumeb, the Hame of Adil to Uber Shubimeha, is only going to be Kotzer if these other cases are Kotzer. Namely, Tolish Kashusa Mehizma Vihigi. What is Tolish Kashusa Mehizma Vihigi? Mushrooms, but there might be differences, well, technical differences, but they're similar, more similar probably than different, in that in neither case is the object directly. They're not directly in the ground. They're, I guess, spores or things that the catalyst of their growth, I guess, is the moisture or the, you know, the environment of the karka might be part of it, but there's no direct yanika in the normal sense. There's no direct yanika in a karka. And yet these are called okodavar migidulo. It could be that what the Gemara is saying is that you can't get dildal ubar v'mei imo to be katsira unless at least you conceive these other things. Although, maybe you could conceive these other things and still not hold that ubar v'mei imo is Katsira, which is going to be the view of the Rambam and the Ramban, as we'll see. Amar Abaye, I'm on the Talish Pitra. So Pitra is a mushroom. Right, again, it's the spores or bacteria, whatever it is. Mechayiv Mishuv Oker Davar Migidulo. Okay. Continue, just two more lines. Masav Rav Oshia. So basically, the Gemara is bothered. Why is Atzot She'eino Naku? It also grows there, in the Atzot She'eino Naku. So why is ripping something out of Atzot She'eino Naku less than Pitra Meun Dekatzva and Keshusa Mehizmi Vihigi? Right? Go ahead. Yeah. So we just don't know what those words, that's obviously a very key line in the Gemara, we just don't know exactly what it means. So Rashi says, Ein derech zriya sham. Abe'ilu shamarnu hu ikar gidula. So is this a kilachar yad kind of a thing? Well, though it's strange, because that's, the shaloka derech is on the zriya part, not on the katsira part. Right? So a kilachar yad, or an unusual case of katsira that should be pata mikotzer, we understand. But an unusual zriya should therefore not produce a routine katsira, that I think is more of a chiddush. It sounds like, at least according to Rashi's understanding, Lav Hainu Rivi say, that it's not that the growth is any less, but the question is whether or not, relative to the norm, again, is this Ikar Makom Gidulon or not? That if the Mechayev was Pisuk HaYinika, and it existed in these other cases, then it would certainly exist in Atzat Sheinu Nakuv. On the contrary, the Akira in Atzat Sheinu Nakuv is more obvious in terms of, it's Makom Gidul, one would think, than in the case of Kishus of Hizvivihigi and Kneinu Patarios of Chatzva, what does it go? Unu de Chatzva, right? But it sounds like, in terms of, it's a broader issue. Is this considered Makom Gidulon? Derech Gidulon. Yeah.
Can't you say the same thing about Shul Avodim, where I think Rashi tells us it's claimed that it's not actually in the Yom, you pick it up and put it in something?
Okay.
That's also not really growing.
Well, I don't know whether water here, water there, if you're, it's like a, free the whales, kind of a thing, So, as long as they're in water, that's their environment. That's different than Atzit Sheino Nakuv. The Atzit Sheino Nakuv is not just, you have a big plot of land, you have a little plot of land. You have a plot of land, surrounded by a commercial activity, or, a protected environmental, Gan Eden of some sort. So you could say too, you have the ocean, you have the sea, you have a lake, and you have a little seifel. Either way, the fish is very happy. He's doesn't need any free willy, type of campaign. He's happy where he is. He might have social adjustment problems, but at least on his physical environment, it's the same. Right. That's different than Atzat Sheinu Nakuv. So I think that. One second. Pa'amim shehu gadel v'svaras hadli mimayim.
Right, so is that effect meaning if Rashi's criteria is whether it's ikar gidulon
in pa'amim?
Yeah,
as opposed to, I guess it means it's not infrequent. Right. As opposed to the other one, which is infrequent. It's ain't a ragil. But again, it's clearly Rashi's idea of Hainu Rivi say, Lav Hainu Rivi say, Hocha Hainu Rivi say, refers not to the to the quality of the gidol or the pisuk hayinika, but to the question of the is this the normal environment in which it grows, which again I think works better according to the Rishonim, who think that this is a more formal question of makom gidulo than it is a question of pisuk hayinika. Maybe you need both dinim, possible. Or maybe the other possibility is to interpret it in kederach and shalom kederach terms, even though it is on a. That's what I'm suggesting, is to interpret it in terms of the definition of katsira itself, right? Oker davar mi makom gidulo. This isn't really makom gidulo. It's an anomaly, right? The other possibility, if you really think it depends on pisuk yinika, as I say, it doesn't. Who cares? There's more connection here than there is there. There's more trauma here than there is there. I'm not sure if there's more trauma, but at least there's more physical connection. Probably is more, at least as much trauma, maybe more trauma. We'll get to the trauma in a minute. Trauma is discussed in another Gemara, right? The Gemara in Erevin? Erevin, I think. But there are better Nisumgon quotes. But we'll get to that. So if this is part of the definition, that's interesting. Interesting, and it comes into the. It establishes this idea that ochre mimakom gidulo rather than the piece of kinika aspect. That doesn't mean you don't need both. It just means that you also need the formality of Makom Gidul. The other possibility, if you want to eliminate that, is to say that it's a din in Kederach and Shalom Kederach. And even though it's on the Zriya part and we're interested in Katsira, that still affects Kederach and Shalom Kederach, which I think is a Chiddush in Kederach and Shalom Kederach. Okay. Now, so let's look at these cases. So Sholad Dag Ben Hayam, it's not explicit. It could work with the Yerushalmi. Rashi and Tosa certainly both say it's in Tzitzis Neshama. The Yerushalmi says that it is Oker Davar Megidula. The Yerushalmi says it's Kotzer. Okay. Clearly, this eliminates, if you take this view, it eliminates Gidulei Karka, but it does not eliminate Pisukinika and Mokom Gidulo. Okay. Mokom Gidulo, in the sense of being producing it, stimulating its growth, is eliminated too. It's Mokom Gidulo in the sense of it's the organic environment of fish. Okay, but it's not the place in which the fish was created or produced. The water doesn't create the fish. Okay. So one aspect of Makom Gidulo exists. You know, it's organic environment, not the other. Pisuk Yenika certainly exists. As for Gidulei Karka, certainly not. And Mechubar, certainly not. Right, the factor of Mechubar is completely eliminated. Here, all you have is an organic environment and pisuk yenika. Okay. The Minchas Chinuch say goes to town with this and says that if Shola Dagam and Ayam, according to the Yerushalmi, is kotzer, then every Netilas Neshama is kotzer. Why isn't it mentioned? Again, this the automatic overlapping. You have it. Is that the one you led around that line you read before? Okay, good. Yeah, read it again, just quickly.
In the Shidus Hayerushalmi, the Masik Darim of Chiyus to have a kotzer. Well, the Rambam, the Chayev Cholei Bechovam Shum Dosh have a gam ktsira. Im Kiyin Hashochei B'Shabes Chayev Shlosh Chataos Shum Tzeos Neshama Umishum Kotzer Umishum Mechal.
Yeah. Okay. Again, one could certainly argue. Because again, if the tzotza'a of terminating life is what kotzer is about, then the Minchas Chinuch is correct. So, Nitzilas Neshama is the grandfather of all kotzer, even right. Except that if that's really what Kotzer is all about, then what's the difference between the Tilas Neshama and the Kotzer? Never mind how many times you're chayiv. Even if you're going to overlap, there has to be some differentiation. Like if you can never have one without the other, all right, you can have Kotzer without the Tilas Neshama, because Tilas Neshama doesn't apply to, I guess, to Gidulei Karka. But every Tilas Neshama is Kotzer, but for the same reason, not just because there happens to be overlap. That's remarkable. If you want to say that Menachesh and Mashke is both Choresh and Zoreh at the same time, right? So, okay. Meaning it softens up the ground or it's Miyapa the Karka and it also causes growth. Fine. But if you're going to say Netilas Neshama and Kotzer always at the same time because Kotzer is Netilas Neshama, so then what's the point? Unless, again, you're just interested in making sure you have, I'll stick with that. What is the point? Moreover, you're focusing on the result only. The pashtus is that even according to the Yerushalmi, it's a din of pisuk hayanika. It's death that is caused by removing the object from its organic environment, its life, blood in a way. Where you can say you cut off the person's air, so you're removing him from his environment. I guess that's what the Minchas Chinuch is basically saying. Probably Minchas Chinuch doesn't mean that death alone is what Katsira is about. He means every time you kill somebody, you're removing him in some way, or you're creating a hefsek between him and his life force. Either you're doing it by cutting off his oxygen supply, or you're doing it by killing him, by destroying his organs, and thereby he's not able to, his life-sustaining functions have been have been terminated. So it's not the tilos neshama. Actually, even according to the Koskino, has a different emphasis, even though they always overlap. But tilos neshama refers, I guess, just to the result, and the kotzer is always the cutting off of life support, however you do it. But the truth is that, again, if you, according to the Yerushalmi, if you were to vacuum out the air, you know, in somebody's environment, I think it would be an interesting question. I'm not sure. Maybe that really would be kotzer, like removing the fish from his, you know, from his organic environment is the same as removing man from an oxygen environment. I guess that probably would be true. But killing him, you know, true, he's not, in the end, he's not breathing, but that's not the methodology. So I think the idea that all the tilos neshama is kotzer is, you know, highly questionable. Yeah.
Even if you kind of focus on the nature of some aspect of like all those cases,
yeah,
does it seem that there's also common like denominator of like getting, like this is a way of like getting produce or like getting something from the.
I mean, transforming.
Like,
well, the getting of the produce isn't the key to. I mean, that might be the idea of. That might. I mean, you're challenging the Minchas Kino from another point of view because you're saying, aren't you just saying that Sorech is a part of Kotzer?
Well, I think you could still say that.
Let's bring it back to yesterday's discussion. But that would be another objection against the casino. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Good. Okay, so what?
I think instead of saying that, it's just like, I don't know, maybe you can say that.
And you're saying even if you don't need Sora, because that's just the tacos, but it's still the tacos.
Right, you can say that a piece of, you know, piece of yurika is still the machaya of kotzer, so the essence of kotzer just has to happen in the context of.
Right, I hear. I think it's a good point. Okay, so Noam is saying the following. Again, if you say that that Sorech is a part of every kotzer, which is a view of at least Tosis and Moed Katan, and I think Tosis and Shabbos, and so a group of Rishonim, so then certainly a component of Katsira is the context of being interested in the object that is being Niktzar, right? So, and even if, you'll tell me if I'm saying it wrong. Is what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And even if you happen to paskin that depends on Tzricha L'Gufa or in Tzricha L'Gufa, but that only means that it's not so central that it defines the Maisa Malacha. But certainly the broader connotation that this action is done generally for that purpose, that applies even if you hold like a Tosas Rid in the Rabbiyah. So if there's a din of Tzorech in any way, on any level, in Katsira, so that's another reason to dispute the conclusion of the Minchas Chinuch. It's not true that every Netilas Neshama, in most Netilas Neshama cases, you're not interested in the object. Well, I guess it'll depend whether you are or you're not. But the point is, if you're not interested in the, this is not what gives you access to the object, then even if it's Netilas Neshama, it's not every Netilas Neshama is going to be kotzer. There still may be many Netilas Neshamas that are kotzer, but not all. Even if you look at kotzer in terms of the end result. What I was saying is a little bit different. What I was saying is that even the methodology is different. In one case, it's removing the person from that which sustains him, from the organic environment that sustains him. That's what kotzer is. And in the other case, it's just killing somebody. Although, as I say, if you vacuum out his oxygen, I guess enough gamina would be. Let's say you vacuum out his oxygen and, you know, it's malicious. So according to what I'm saying, maybe that would still be Netilas, maybe that would still be kotzer, and according to what Noam's saying, that wouldn't be kotzer either, right? The only thing that would be kotzer would be a Netilas Neshama, which gains for you access, or better access, to the object. Okay? I think those are both reasons to disagree with the Minchas Chinuch. There's a question? Good. Okay. Um, Okay. Oh, the Minchas Chinuch goes as far. He takes it so seriously that he asks a remarkable question. He says, why is it that kotzer is not mutter on the basis of the heter ochel nefesh? After all, every katsira is included in the tilas neshama and shchita. So, shochet is mutter b'yom tov, obviously, heter ochel nefesh. Shochet is the malacha of the tilas neshama. You should say mitoch. The mitoch should include kotzer. And it's not true, he says, after all, the Yerushalmi says, this is what Tosfos quotes in Beitza, and on base on the base, that, only Milisha V'Elach, right? Kotzer, Dafka the Tosfos in a few places is specifically trying to exclude Kotzer, that's what they wonder. Third parak of Beitza, we talk about Sod, we talk about Kotzer, it seems like they're not heterochal nefesh, even if you're interested in that apple on the tree, right? And you think it'll make, an excellent dessert for your yontif meal. You can't just pluck that apple off the tree because that's a problem of malacha b'yontif. I ein lecha, one would think, ein lecha heterochal nefesh gadol mizeh. So Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi is saying, no, only milisha, only malachos are malachas ochal nefesh. And then the Ramban likes this as well. Ramban, at the beginning of the third parak of Beitza, says, and that's the whole debate. What about Borer? What about Tochein? Where do you cut off the malachos that are cheftashel malachos ochel nefesh malachos? But clearly, kotzer is excluded. So Minchas Chinuch says, according to my understanding, which is, that kotzer is included in the Tzilas Neshama, it should say mitoch. I really don't understand that question either. Yeah. I'm not trying to pick on the Minchas Chinuch, by the way. It's so thought provoking that, yeah. Yes, Megabe. Yeah. Tosfos asks the question.
Yes, so
not really, because Megabe is a tolda. I was just about to mention that. So I appreciate that you brought it up. That's actually the Tosfos on Tzadi Heyomer Aleph. At Haroda, Chalos Dvash. But it's a little different, and even then I thought it was, very, very significant in expanding the horizons of Mitoch. The difference is that Tosfos there is asking within an Av. The Chiddush of Tosfos is Tosfos saying if Megabein is a Tolda of Boneh, and Megabein should be Mutzer on Yontif because it's Ochel Nefesh, so shouldn't you be able to build a house also? But the point is there that the mitoch is within the same malacha, albeit, it's in the reverse. Normally, you would think that the av would set the tone, which is why when we quoted this, we quoted it in the context of our discussion of the relationship between avos and toldos. What I tried to say was, if an av and a toldah are the same, and it's just the common denominator, then Tosfos' question can get off the ground. Perhaps. Even then, I'm not sure, because the Megabein part of Boneh isn't part of the Shem Malacha of Boneh, and I would still think that maybe not. But if you take the view that the Tolda is a diluted application of the Av, whether that makes it just, Tafel or independent, then certainly you're not going to create a Mitoch from a Tolda to an Av. And then we had several other suggestions as well. I mentioned the Netziv and so on. But at least we're dealing within one Shem Malacha. Here, what's being stated is that, if Shechita is Netilas Neshama and Kotzer, and it's Mutter B'Toras Shechita, so all Kotzer should be Mutter. Now, Zmichas Chinuch is integrating Kotzer almost into Netilas Neshama. I mean, it's not. Basically, what he's saying is, when you do shchita, you're doing kotzer. So kotzer is mutter mishum ochel nefesh. So it's mitoch. It's better than it's worse. It depends on your point of view. I guess if you take his perspective, literally, namely that you know, it's not just happening, but you know that that's part of the mechayev of shechita, is kotzer. So I guess he's saying, you know, if it's matir netzilas neshama, then it should be matir kotzer across the board, so you can pluck the apple off the tree. It's just strange that you get to pluck the apple off the tree in the schus of, you know, of doing shechita of all things. And then he says, he adds, he says, but what's, what are we going to do? This is the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is, do you have the line, Yaakov? Yeah, he says but it should work. Again, so again, if you say what either I say or what Noam said, the whole thing is not correct to begin with. Namely, but there could be some overlap here and there in the Tilas Neshama and Kotzer according to the Rishalmi. But it's not the same malacha, it's not the same orientation either. Now again, here, I would say, Noam's suggestion is more vulnerable to the Mechaschinov's question than mine is. Because he is interested, the Shechita creates access to the, in a little bit of a different way, but without the Shechita he can't eat the object, right? He needs an Atzilas Neshama to make the object accessible. It's still not the same as you know, ripping something from a tree so then you have it. But at least it's a little bit of an overlap. For me, it's not the same at all. I mean, Shechita is just not kotzer. Again, vacuuming out his air might be kotzer. Okay, but in any case, I'm just trying to show you the Minchas Chinuch means what he says and says what he means. Go ahead.
It just sounds so clear on the relationship between, in that case, kotzer, Shechita, and Netilas Neshama.
Shechita is Netilas Neshama.
So
but he's saying that Shechita is also, every Shechita is also Kotzer. Every Netilas Neshama is Kotzer. So when you do on Yontif, when you have a Heter Shechita on Yontov, because that's definitely Melechus HaKol Nefesh, so that Nigrar Imo is a Heter of Katsira. And why shouldn't that then affect the whole Malach of Katsira? That's really what he's arguing. Okay. All right, that's the Minchas Chinuch's expansion, significant expansion, I might add, of the Yerushalmi. He's not so convinced. He goes back and forth on the question, does the Bavli reject the Yerushalmi or not? He's also not so sure about that. Yeah.
Well, doesn't Beis also suggest that you're pulling fish out of the water?
That's Tzah, from a Tzah point of view.
It's kosher. Right.
And that code's there. Tosa says... Tosis asks why pulling fish, why hunting for animals or fish
right. So
on Yom Tov isn't mutter mishum achol nefesh. It's kid. No, he doesn't. No, I don't think that's what Tosis means. You talking about Tosis in the third parak?
Yeah.
I think he means kikotzer, referring to what he said in the base.
Yeah.
Not that the Moshe Malacha is like kotzer. Because the issue, he's not working with the Minchas Chinuch mentality. He's saying, just like we said in Kotzer, that it has to be Milisha V'Elach, so too, the same thing is true with Tzah. As opposed to Rashi, who says a whole different pshat, in Beitza, namely, that it's Efsher La'Soso Mivol Yom, Tosafot says there's no din of Efsher La'Soso here, in Mitoch. It's like Kotzer, you're right, he has the words Kikotzer, but he means the same answer that I gave there, namely, not that Tzorech alone isn't Matir, it has to be a Meleches, Ochel Nefesh. And that's only Milosh Vieva. Okay. Yeah.
Also, doesn't Tosfos then quote on the Gibbon doesn't have two brushes? One is
yeah.
The Shami, so if he's using his brush of Ah, it's only two codes there. Because, I mean.
Okay, and
so
therefore?
So it's only two codes there, so how do you exclude the Duggan case from.
Yeah, well, why are we worried about that now? We're not learning Beitza right now. I mean, Simcha raised the question because he was reading the line differently. But so on the contrary, so that's the whole point. That's what Yerushalmi is pointing out. It's strange. Here you have this Yerushalmi, prime candidate for being Matir or Kotzer or Biyomtov, but the Yerushalmi itself says that Kotzer's out, either because Milei Lisha V'Elach is out or because Kotzer specifically is out. No. I think there are two different lines, two different toses. The line about Kikotzer is the line of Tosis on the third parak. Yeah, okay. There are two days. So, okay. But either way, that's not our problem at the moment. It doesn't help. That doesn't shed any light on... We're interested in shedding light on Kotzer. Michas Chinuch's Ha'ara sheds light on Kotzer. What the exact parameters of Melech Sochel Nefesh are, shed light on Melech Sochel Nefesh, but that's not for now. Okay. The Marit Al-Ghazi gets back to this question, points out this is a strong sheet on the Yerushalmi, but in any case, these are the implications of this halakha. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Kufches deals with the following scenario. What happens if you're Shola, according to Yerushalmi, you're Shola Dagam Nayam, and then you throw it back? You know, fish and pay? Not allowed to throw it back. Well, let's say you do throw it back. Right? So, when you throw it back into the yam, can you reverse? Or maybe it never got off the ground, the kotzer. Is kotzer removing the dog from its environment? Thereby, per se, let's say, or thereby threatening its existence? Maybe there's not even a thereby. Or does it require the result of cutting off its nourishment and killing it as a result? The truth is, again, the more you remove it from Netzilas Neshama, the more you might argue that it simply means removing the object from its organic environment. Period, I could have said. Or in a threatening way. The truth is, even if I require that it be irreversible, there are two ways to explain it. One is that the Mechayiv, part of the Mechayiv is the consequence. And again, that moves it closer to Netzilas Neshama. The other possibility is that without the consequence, you don't have the full Maisa. If it's not irrevocable, then it's not, you haven't really removed it. You need to irrevocably remove it, not because of the resulting death, but that's the definition of pisukinika, or removal from its environment, includes the component of irrevocability. If you can turn back the clock, if you can reverse it, you haven't done the maisa yet. Sorry? Yeah, so that's what would be in kotzer. Let's say, if you ripped off the mechubar and you put it back. Yeah. So that's the... Or Zarua discusses that problem. So the Ozarua and Kotzer, which I think I told you to look at, right? Is mechalek between something that is truly mechubar and now, before I get to that, let me just mention. Okay, so does anybody have the line, Rabbeinu Chananel? Just to... Dovi, go ahead. It's on Kuf Chesam and Aleph. The old one, the new one. What do you mean, old one, the new one? Like how this happens. Old one, the new one. Gemaras, you mean? Yeah. I mean, the new Gemaras have it on different. It's really, it belongs to Kuf Zion Amud Beis, but you know how these things go. Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Yeah, Shola Dagma Ne'al, Amar Shmuel, Shola Dagma Ne'al.
Shola Dagma Ne'al, Yom.
It almost sounds like Avelos, This is very fascinating. Again, let's slow. Lo Shol Kidei Yitzias Nefesh.
Right.
That goes with that Tera Kriya. Ad Shech Zira Liyam.
Shari 1, low upper double migi do low.
So what do you think about that?
So that's just teacher's reading. This is a part of the rest of the mark.
This is part of the definition
of
Oker Dover Migi do low. It's not the result. Right? It's the mice, what we said before. If it's not irreversible, it's not a Kira Migi do low. He's taking him for a visit, but he's not Oker him Migi do low. The fish is going for a little bit of an expedition. You haven't ripped him from his environment. It's not ripping him from his environment as long as he can return. So that's part of the definition. God, v'gam lo harago. What do you mean v'gam lo harago? That already seems to be saying that Metzilas neshama is a necessary requirement. I don't know if that's the mechayiv, but maybe it's an added condition, even if it isn't part of the definition of okra migidulo, but it's part of the condition of okra migidulo is that there be nisa.
Are we sure the Russian is going according to Yerushalmi?
What?
Are we sure?
Yeah, of course. And this is Yerushalmi. That's not unusual anyway. But
then the third one is...
I think. I thought you said it's supposed to make one point. But... Yeah, you said okra migidulo. Yeah, lo okra migidulo. Right. The gam lo harago. Unless you mean that.
You mean
saying there are two dinim.
Right.
Number one, there's no.
That's
a good point. That I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure. That's a very good point. Okay, I hadn't thought of that because I was enamored by the first few lines. Certainly, he believes that there will be okadavra megidulo if it dies, and that's the nami again. The rach operates at Yerushalmi is not unusual at all. Obviously, it doesn't. Okay, so but Adobe's making a very good point. The gam lo harago, so that could either be within the Yerushalmi also as a condition in Kotzer, or that could be maybe like Rashi and the Rambam, if he holds that, because the Gemara never says Metzilas neshama. It's just that all the Mepharshim will speak about it in the Bavli, assume that way. So either they say, and there's also no Metzilas neshama, or this is also the Nikatir. That would be very important. Can you continue?
And also,
so again, that
sounds more like from the result. No?
Again, the truth is I'm not sure why that's any different than lo'okar davar migidulo. Again, unless the first one is that he's visiting, he's a tourist. He's coming back. And this one is lo hitiku mimakum chiyuso. Meaning, maybe that's the second point. The tikkun mechiyuso is the pisuk achiyus component, not just the removal of the makom gidul. I think there's something very suggestive about these three formulations. Aval minicho biyavasha ad sheyavash kesala, right? Lachluk asamayim chay. Okay, and again he reads into the Bavli, which means that he doesn't necessarily think the Bavli is kolek with the Yerushalmi. Either it's an additional point, or it's all the same point. But there are three formulations, at least two of which definitely are related to Kotzer. Okra migidulo and pisuk mechiyuso. I think it's very, very important. Okay. But again, if that's the case, then if one would argue, the Eglital argues. Eglital says, if you remove the fish from the water according to the Rishalmi, then you're chayiv, even if you throw them back in. So number one, he assumes that there's no condition of misa, not as the tilos neshama, not as par. He also assumes that even as a definition of pisuk yinika and or akira migidulo, both elements on the definitional level that the Rambam relates to, they don't require the irreversibility. No such thing as being a tourist. If you take somebody out of his their organic environment, the environment that he needs to sustain his life or its life, then that hasara itself is kotzer. Of course, according to the Eglital, it highlights the sharp difference between Tzilas Neshama and Yerushalmi's Okra Megidulo. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's very interesting. Are you asking the following question? If according to the Rebbeinu Hanan is saying is true, so maybe he shouldn't be chayiv. If it takes longer, he shouldn't be chayiv afterwards either, because it's
Neva. It sounds like if you don't do it, you're
because it's tacit at that point. It's Shevat Tassa. Yeah. I was bothered by that question too. What's your name?
Avi.
Last name?
Cohen.
Are you here with us now? I know you've been here for a couple of days.
I'm observing.
Oh, okay. Observer status.
Observing.
Okay. Active observer status. You know, so you don't get the vote or. Okay. I think your point is well taken, and it bothered me as well. So I think the point is as follows. If the Mechayiv was the Misa, then I think it's a stronger question. If the Mechayiv of Katsira was the Misa itself, even though it's a Derech, even then it's different than Tilsa Shama because it's a particular Derech of Misa. So then I think you're right. I think it's very strange. Because if you're not Chayiv immediately, then the actual Misa takes place, Sheshavat Tasa. Unless you want to start comparing it to things like, discussed the other day, Bishul and Zoreya, where if the end of the process is important and yet it takes place at Shev Al-Tasa. So there is a precedent for such a thing, and I think you'd have to look at it that way. On the other hand, if the primary factor is the Akiros Davar Megidulo, and the Misa is the irreversibility of it, but it's part of the Shir, part of the definition, or it's an extraneous Tanai L'Chiyuv, but it's not part of the Shem Malacha, then I think it works fine.
So why is that? How does that?
No, we're not arguing that the classic case, meaning if the because the Yerushalmi is expanding Kotzer to things like Sholem and Adag, you have this Eichetimsi. In the classic case of Kotzer, so the Maisa Ktsira and the Pisa Kachius are at the same time. Right here, Yerushalmi has afforded us a rare opportunity to split these factors. Right. So according to the Egel Tal's reading of the Yerushalmi, we see from here that what's important is the Hasara, removing from the inorganic environment. That is defined as a Maisa, Akiras, Davar, Mikidulo, and Pisukinika, right? And B, that it's defined that way. That's all we care about. We don't care about the immediacy of the Pisuk Achiyus. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that we require both elements, so in Achanani, we see that the classic case of Ketzira, where it happens in Vasachas, is just coincidental. It's not essential. That's what's to be derived from there. But my point is that if part of the Mechayiv was the Pisuk Achiyus, then you would have to say, oh, it's a Sheval Tasa type Malacha, and that would have impact on other things where you have Sheval Taisa parts to the Malacha. Whereas if the Pisuk Achiyus is really just part of the irrevocable quality of the Maisa, or it's a Tanai, then I think you don't even have that. Okay, so that's an important part of the analysis. Ephraim brings up the question of, generally, is this so or not? So I think there are two questions in regular Ketzira. One is, can you go back home again? Or is it a new, is it a new action entirely? On the technical side of things. In other words, it's perfectly clear that if you take the fish out of the water and you throw it back in, so I think one can argue that, he's returning to his environment. It's not that, He's starting all over again. And if you're talking about Gibulei Karka that are removed from their environment and become Talush, after being Talush, can you return to the previous state of Mechubar? I think that is less likely, just on a technical level. What's possible for a fish is not possible really for Gibulei Karka. I'm not sure. Unless there would be some, time span in which getting it back in, wasn't the problem. It didn't break up the tsiruf of its status of mechubar. It continued to, to thrive or to flourish as a mechubar even after it was talush, in the same way that the dog continues to live. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Depends how you read the dog.
Yeah?
Depends how you get that. If you read it out with all the roots and everything. Like, right. How do you get a tree? You
want
to go and buy a tree, so you go to the
tree school,
that's what it's called
in German. Tree school? Yeah, then we have a nursery. What do they call it, nursery?
See,
in America, we're all just much gentler.
You buy all the trees, you go to the garden, you put the trees in the ground. You buy the trees with all the roots.
And for a while, because the nutrients are there and so on.
You reach out the tree somehow, but the roots are still there, so you just don't protect.
But if you cut it off,
then it's over.
Right. I see. Okay. So again, that's an interesting. But that's on one side. The point is that. I guess it depends how long it's been out, how you cut it.
If the branch was a living branch,
so that's like draft like.
If it was a living branch, you could.
Yeah.
Within a certain amount of time.
Other times there are seasoners, so they actually specifically graft them on a tree.
Right.
You have to graft them on a new tree, otherwise it can't grow. So
I think that too. Basically, we're all in agreement, pretty much, and that is basically that there are two elements here. One is the halachic question. And that is whether or not Katsira is, about irreversibility. Is it about, Pisakayinika? What is Pisakayinika? And so on. That's the halakha question. And there's also a physical question, but also a halakha question. And that is, what is and what is not a reversible act? Right? In other words, taking the fish out of the water and throwing them back in the water is reversible, all things being equal. He didn't have a tchias amesim, and then he had a new chiyus. The fish, that is. The tree, right? So what David is saying is that, of course, it depends how you remove the tree from the ground. But the truth is, what he's saying is correct, but it may not be fully relevant. It might be relevant, meaning if you remove the tree in such a way that there's pisukayanika and whatever, of course. It's like you're planting something new, and it probably won't grow anyway. It'll be dead. But there's a halachic question along with a physical question, and that is, it's still alive, right? But it's not mechubar. When you reattach something, halushul b'sof chibro, essentially, is that a reversal, or is that then a new status of mechubar? Right? That still becomes a question. In any case. The Orzarua relates to the problem. Orzarua makes the following distinction. He says, listen, don't we find that there are two types of, two echetimsis of kotzer? But there's the classic mechubar kotzer. See, we're talking about shola dogim and ayam. We still haven't gotten back to, dildel ubar b'mei imo, and these funny cases of his mivihigi and chatzava. Or una de chatzava, whatever it is, by the kmein patarios. So the Orzarua says something very fascinating. He says, "Umashi hikshad yichay mamish l'tzorech." One second. Yeah, "Umashi hikshad yichay mamish l'tzorech heches shor rabban on isaskil shara lo dami." Lo dami hai litzror sh'olabo asavim. You have a rock, and there's grass, moss, or grass growing on the rock, right? From the moisture of the rock. Shemuta lekaneach bo, shekivin shu machzir lekarka, lemokom gedulaso lav toleshu. So he says, that's reversible. Yaf agav, the tolesh davar shu mechubar afilo achziro chayiv, Hainu hecha shahoyim mechubar gamor, ukeshemachzir l'sham noteh lechatchilahu. Aval zeh she'enu mechubar gamor, kishehu magbia eno talush gamor. Elen kain koro b'makom acher shemiyet esinikaso. In other words, obviously there's always a way that you can do something that makes it, pisuk hayinika and irrevocable. But if you remove something from its environment. So again, so the Orzarua is Kach Pirsho Riva. Then he says, V'eni Odeya ima Riva Ratzal Lomer Shagam Gabi Parfisa Nimitziro Gabi Karka Patur? What about like Otzitz Nakov Al Gabi Yesedos? V'lo Mestaber Ela Ratzal Parfisa Shalba Gabi Karka Mechubar Hutve V'afilu Takziru Kvar Nischai V'ishum Tolesh Aval Asavim Shabitzror Lama Chabri Tve Hukuch Lohava Tolesh Gamur Elam Kein Lov Zira. Basically, what the Orzarua has described, you could argue with some of the details here, and the points that were made on the physical level, of course, have to be integrated here. Although, again, what I said before is the physical issue is necessary, but not sufficient. Meaning, if it's dead, it's dead. If on a physiological level, removing the branch, the tree, the moss, whatever it is, you know, really cuts off the anika, but there would be some way to, you know, to stimulate new growth, then that's a double pasha, that that's tolish, and there's no question about it. The question is, if it's not yet dead, although it's going to die, if it's out a certain amount of time, whether it's then reversible or not, that's a halakha question, as well as a physical question. In any case, the Or Zeruah's compromise is this. Anything which is less mechubar to begin with, is its tlisha is more reversible. Now, what's it, and anything that is mechubar is not reversible as tlisha. Now, that could be also for two reasons. See?
It's the most radical, probably around it, but the most radical way of understanding is that he thinks there are two dinim in kotzer.
Yeah.
Which is that one is to detach from chibur, the second is to stop the anika. So if it's mechubar, that's irreversible. Someone's attached to the ground, and you pull it up, so that's it.
Right. And I don't know if you need to go so far as to say that there are two dinim, and or at least where there is mechubar, that becomes part of the definition, or the that determines how you understand the akira, at least. And what? Yeah. So I think within the halachic way, I think there are actually three ways to explain this. The physical way to explain, the one that Svi didn't mention yet, you want to say that too? Is it's a pragmatic level. In other words,
the
trauma of if something is more mechubar, then the tlisha is more traumatic and more that gives its stature as tlisha, and that's the end of the story. In terms of its physiological connection as well, that could be a simple explanation. One is reversible, and the other is not. The other perspective, which is what she was suggesting, is that this has to do with the shame of mechubar, the status of mechubar. But that could be for two reasons too. The radical way that he presented it was, there are two aspects of kotzer. There's a mechubar kotzer, which is irreversible, mechubar and talush, and then there's a yinika and pisuka yinika, that's reversible. What I prefer to say, I don't like two tracks if there aren't two sources, so what I prefer to say is that mechubar becomes part of kotzer when there is a mechubar, so that the katsira, which is akira's davar, megidulo, that includes not only the component of pisuk yinika, but of mechubar and talush as well. Akira is a flexible definition. It requires a certain minimum, but it sometimes has a maximum too. It means, basically, it's one single definition. It's akira's davar megidulo. But how you define gidulo, in some cases it could be pisuk yinika. This will help us later on, if it's true. In some cases it could be mechubar and talush. And if there's both, pisuk yinika and mechubar and talush, then the only way to get tlisha is if you violate both. So the point is, for a davar mechubar, it can become mechubar again, but it's talish ul-besof chibro. It's a new mechubar. Mechubar, by definition, al-pidin, once it's yatsa, is not the same mechubar. But yinika is yinika. So that would explain the concept of the... that would explain the chiluk of the Or Zeruah. These would be three explanations, yeah.
Is it possible to use that also for explain Rashi's idea of Makum Gidulo, or rather it's most common Makum Gidulo, that's not actually
attaching from Mechubar, Shir Mechubar. Yeah, well, I mean, the Hismi and the Higi, I think it's going to be very helpful. Well, essentially, that's what the Orzer, what we're saying for the Orzer. The Orzer was saying that, it's Esev, Shagadel, Alatsrar, right? That would be similar to the Hismi, the Higi, and the Urna, the Chatzba cases. So again, that might point to the fact, either that to begin with, one is Mechubar, Talush, and this is Yanika, not Yanika, of some sort, or Ribui, at least Gidol, and not Gidol. And the other case, right, exactly, along these lines, yeah. Okay, I guess I have to stop. I want to get back to, we still haven't discussed, okay, so I think we've exhausted the issue of, for the moment, of Shalad Dagim in Ayam, and the connection or the relationship to, again, it affords us that opportunity. Yeah, it affords us that opportunity to investigate that case where quite the possibility of reversibility and the relationship between the mechubar and yinika and so on. We're going to get back to this question of Mechubar and Yenika and whether they integrate or they're two dinim or there aren't two dinim, which one is the real culprit when it comes to Kotzer. Again, we already had Rashi of Mechubar B'li Yenika. We have a Yenika B'li Chibur, that's Shol HaDagim and Ayam. There's no Chibur there. Right? Vacuuming the air out of this environment is also, it's a piece of Yenika, but it's not, there's no issue of Chibur. Clearly. Okay. So the next case to look at is the case, the next two cases of the Gemara. Ubar and his Mivihigi slash Kmein and Patarios. So let's continue with that and with the Sugin Bechoros and the Ramban and Marid Al Ghazi and the rest of the things that I gave you. We'll continue with that tomorrow.